This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Who will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I'm telling you today from God's word, he is saying, nevertheless. Sometimes we think it's going to be less when we're following God's will. But God is blessing us. Jesus said, nevertheless. Break that up into three parts. Not my will, but thine be done. I'm telling you, if you're doing it God's way, you're going to die to your selfish ways. You're going to die to the flesh and say, Lord, here am I. I don't want to be an offense unto you. I want to live this holy life. And let me tell you this. You are not able to live the holy life unless God has changed your heart. Many of you are still trying to live a holy life and has not been changed because your heart still desires the world. Jesus told us plainly in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. I want you to get it. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What is that repenting? That repenting is recognizing your sin. That repenting is recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose the third day from the grave. That is true repentance. You are saved only by believing in Christ and the Holy Spirit changes your heart. Has that happened? You cannot believe, say you believe in heaven and repenting. It's impossible. It's on the same coin. If you are still doing the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, stop saying you're a Christian. You are an offense to God. Now, you must believe. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There you have it. You must believe. See, it's simple belief. Whenever you believe in Christ, that change takes place. And then everything you do out of your mouth, you're going to confess Christ. And people are going to watch. And I'm telling you, it'll be an easy picture to pick up if you have been changed. So this message today, I wanted to encourage those that if you're still trying to do it your way, you need to give it up. You need to die. You need to deny yourself. Jesus is telling us right here as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane about to go to the cross. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I just remember that night when I prayed for my wife and I said, Lord, save her. But it wasn't his will. That was my will. And I have to accept his will. And I'm going to trust him. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, trying to figure it out. I'm like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I want you to know that God did not remove the Red Sea. He parted it and they went through. God won't change your situation, but he will carry you through. I want you to think about that this week. The Red Sea was facing the children of Israel with Egypt on their back, and God parted the Red Sea and they went through on dry ground. What will God carry you through? I'm praying that you've received Christ as your Savior. Believe him for the pardoning of your sin today. Now, that will conclude our message. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We'll go right into our...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.